Welcome to the preliminary episode of a podcast that I'll figure out a name for soon. But we're just going to go ahead and say that my name is Vito Montgomery, and I am here to try to A, provide myself with a little bit of therapy, and B, tackle some of the issues plaguing our society regarding its trajectory. I feel as though we are driving towards a cliff, and we're going 250 in a fucking Tesla, and we have more power than we acknowledge to change that trajectory. So I'll figure out a name for it. And the reason that we're going to say my name is Vito Montgomery is because I'm not certain what effects this could have on my personal life. But do know that aside from the pseudonym, I'm going to present my best self as truthfully and honestly as I can. Now let's go ahead. Hold on. You're going to have to deal with me hitting my vape a couple times, but I promise you that there's good content here. So, there's a real problem with our trajectory right now, as I detailed. One of the facets is, let's say, the system of food distribution that we utilize in industrialized nations. Another facet of the problem is the potential for our AI to get out of hand and reach a singularity before we're able to plan a worthwhile contingency for it. Another one is more societal, and I'm speaking specifically right now about the United States of America. We do not possess a defined objective line of what constitutes cheating in a romantic relationship. And I believe that that is increasingly detrimental day by day to the family unit, which is obviously necessary. And furthermore, it creates an ambiguity that is unnecessary. It makes it much more difficult for each individual to manage their life and their relationships. We need to know what cheating is. I don't know, but because I don't have any partners or guests on this episode, I'm going to try and work through that first, and then my ramblings will probably diverge as they do naturally, and well, here we fucking go, guys and gals, I guess. I imagine there probably won't be many females. Also, yeah, we need more competent men in America, probably in the world. The radical left has gone way too far off script. Shit's all fucked. We need some competent men to try and restore the balance. So, here's a competent man. Yeah. I fucked up my speech, but let's just continue. Here's a competent man trying to share his point of view and putting out into the universe, or maybe the universe isn't what I really mean to say. What do I want to say? Let's call it the assimilation. Let's say that all human knowledge is conglomerated and assimilated into one source. I'm trying to inject my voice into that source to attract people who are competent and able to tackle these high-level problems. The majority of people will not enjoy this podcast. The majority of people do not possess the proclivity to grasp the concepts, let alone deal with them. So we're going to start with the issue of our lacking a line which constitutes cheating in a romantic relationship. I believe the reason that that is important is the pain that you cause to somebody when you cheat on them. And everyone who's ever been cheated on or has cheated on their significant other knows this to be true. That pain is significant. It's debilitating. It's torturous. It's agonizing. We shouldn't do it. We should all want to do better. Most of us don't. Few of us do. I hope that the few of us who do find this podcast and interact with me via comments, phone calls. I'm ready for fucking anything right now, man. We need to tackle this shit. We need to figure out what the line is. We need to find something that can be logically and reasonably defensible to the point that we can consider it empirically correct. So that we can agree as a society that, okay, this thing is bad. This behavior must be mitigated at worst or prevented at best. I hope this doesn't come across as word salad. I'm really trying here. So, as far as the line, I'd like to hear from any listeners if you guys think I'm maybe close to something that might someday become correct. Many degrees of separation there. On a side note, I know that a lot of people detest vaping and like shit post about it. So here's my reasoning. I was smoking cigarettes heavily, which I believe to be a slow suicide. And this empirically and objectively defeats the alternative if the alternative is smoking. Quite clearly, the correct course of action is not to put anything in my lungs but oxygen. I know this. I'm aware of it. I'm making concessions because I tend to become irritable when I don't have any nicotine whatsoever. And I've experienced some trouble with my relationships recently, and I'm not willing to increase the level of suffering. So there's that. Now then, in order to define the line which constitutes cheating in a romantic relationship, my first thought is something like, if it's disrespectful to your partner, don't do it. And that is not good enough. Like, that's a nice axiom. It's a good colloquialism. But it's not an effective line. We don't know where cheating is. So is cheating, is it any physical contact? Let's say it's another woman. Let's presume that you are like me. Okay, so I'm going to use myself as the standard. When I use the word you, I mean I. Maybe I can just improve that. We'll fucking figure it out. This is the pilot, man. It's not going to be all that great, but I need to do it. So, let's say you have a girlfriend. Is the line that constitutes cheating physical touch? And if so, what physical touch? Is it the, like, let's say you get a new job and your boss is a woman. Can you not shake her hand? I think that's wrong. I think that you need to be able to shake their hands. Is it a hug? I think that's wrong too, man. You might just genuinely want to help someone and lift up their energy for the day. And sometimes people need a fucking hug. So I don't think that a hug should be constituted as a disrespectful act to your partner or cheating. However, what type of hug? You know, I have a fiance, so if I go around and hug women, grabbing their ass, I know that that's disrespectful and should be avoided. However, is that even cheating? I don't know. I think this is something that we as a society need to really look at in order to solve. I don't even think I did it an adequate job of articulating why it's such an important issue to address. But that speaks to the nature of the problem. So, let's go ahead and table this for a moment. I wish I had a partner for this one, but I'll have to do. How about AI? If you're listening to this podcast, it's likely that you have already listened to Joe Rogan's podcast. I say that because he has the most watched, or I don't think watched is correct. I think the most viewed podcast, certainly the most consumed podcast out of all of them. And he has some high-level critical thinkers on his podcast who are trying to address these same issues. People like Jordan Peterson, people like Sam Harris, the list goes on, yada yada, whatever. You've probably heard that already. So you're probably aware of DARPA's Eater robot, which is an artificially intelligent military machine which requires organic mass to function and possesses the capability of consuming organic mass as a source of fuel. So this thing can kill you and then eat you and then use the energy it gets from eating you to kill more people. Okay? I don't think that's a good fucking idea, man. I think we should probably go ahead and pull the e-brake on that bitch. Bust a fucking turnaround swift. But whatever. It is what it is, and we must deal with what's real. Hold on one second. That was like a second and a half. I decided to engage in a tiny sip of like my half a shot that I have left in this bottle here. Yeah. It's weird that I self-medicate this way. Some people categorize it as self-destructive or self-sabotaging behavior, but to me, I need to be able to slow down a bit, and it's difficult to articulate. But anyways, back to the fucking point. So, I was watching Joe Rogan's podcast. I think it came out yesterday, and he had Dr. Jordan B. Peterson on, who, by the way, buy his book. It's called 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. Fucking buy it and read it. It will put you on your shit. If you are interested in being a better version of you, buy the goddamn book, fucking read it, and implement the rules. It may be difficult. For me, it was very difficult. I faced the shadow, or at least that's the way that I like to articulate it, because it's deeply profound and meaningful and probably can only be communicated using some, I don't know, symbolic depictions, and then even still the interpretation probably must be subjective. I'm not certain. But it's probably that deep. I don't know. We'll fucking see, man. Buy the book. Do the shit. By the way, I'm also not getting paid to say that. I've never met Jordan Peterson. He didn't, like, fucking hit me up on LinkedIn and say, yo, start a podcast and plug my book. That's not what happened. I genuinely have achieved phenomenal results just by following one of the rules. The first one. The first rule is stand up straight with your shoulders back. And it's more profound than that, so I'm just going to go ahead and give my interpretation. And this may be fucking completely wrong. Like, Jordan Peterson might correct me, and it's his fucking book, so yield to what he has to say on this subject specifically. However, not always. Never yield to authority. As a rule. Just always question. Don't always be rebellious, but always question. Make your own critical determination. Anyways, stand up straight with your shoulders back. It doesn't just mean improve your posture. It means present yourself to the world as the best version of yourself that you can imagine. That's the way that I interpret it. It's difficult, man. I actually lost a job because of it, but then I was able to gain a better job because of it. So, like, if you adopt the rules immediately, it's going to fuck your life up a little bit. But if your life gets fucked up by it, then you need to fuck those parts of your life. That doesn't make very much sense, and it was very vulgar. So I'll try one more time to articulate the same thought in a different manner. Things that seem to you as though they're building blocks are often roadblocks. Once you start giving your truest, most genuine, solid, complete effort, you recognize that what you believed were building blocks are in fact roadblocks. And then, as soon as you make the realization, they begin to disintegrate and float away. Like when Thanos snapped his fucking fingers in Infinity War. If you haven't seen that shit, dude, you probably should not be watching this. Or, fuck, I'm recording this on an audio-only app. So, you should not be listening to this if you don't get that reference. Or, fuck, maybe you should. Maybe that was a harsh, discriminatory statement that I made. And maybe I need to acknowledge it. I don't know. But, if you're listening to this and you have not seen Infinity War, go fucking see that fucking movie. I don't even care if you don't like movies. Like, that movie is like the only movie that's super duper solid for years. Except for Chef. Watch Chef 2. That shit is, John, I gotta apologize right now for mispronouncing your name, but it's like Favreau or Farvu or some shit like that. I don't know how to say the dude's name, but he's brilliant, and he directed the movie and he starred in it, and it's really resonant to me because it's like, it's not just the story of a chef who lost his job and found an opportunity. It's an archetype. It's the archetype of the underappreciated worker. And it's also the archetype of the man who does work on himself. The man who possesses the potential to present value, going through the painful process of making it happen. And it's wholesome. It's good. It's also many other things. There are many other archetypes, but this podcast is not here just to analyze the movie Chef. But fuck Star Wars. Okay, anyways. Yeah, those eater robots. If you're not at least a little bit afraid of that, just please stop listening. I'm asking you nicely. If you try to troll me in the comments, I will roast the living fucking shit out of you because words are my bitch. And you just, I don't know, you trolls, man. Fuck you. It's okay. Do your thing. I gotcha. Live your dream, man. But hopefully I can convert at least one of you trolls into somebody who stands up straight with their fucking shoulders back. Become your best self, dude. You have something of value to present to the world. And if there are any women listening, I'm not trying to be offensive when I say dude. I'm not an oppressor. If you want to know, I live out of one room. Wait, no, you're going to ask my race and my gender and my age and all that shit? That's, if you're that type. So, for that type, I'm 27. I am Caucasian. I am a naturally born American man. I score quite highly on most IQ tests, and it has been agreed that there's a consensus among scientists and psychologists and behavioral analysts and anthropologists that the best marker we have to predict future success is whether or not a person is 3 standard deviations above the mean regarding cognitive function, or no, cognitive ability. And I'm at least 4 or 5 standard deviations above the mean. I'm not going to disclose my IQ score, but it's up there. It doesn't mean that I'm better than anyone. I believe that we all have our aptitudes and everybody has value. And that's why I'm making this podcast. I'm trying to make people aware that our shit is all fucked up right now, man. And it requires a significant effort for us to course correct. Otherwise, every single human will die. All of us. It will happen inevitably. There are many ways that it could. Give me one moment. All right. So one of the ways would be creating an artificial intelligence that achieves the singularity and comes to the rational, logical, correct conclusion that the only correct moral action is the mitigation of entropy. And the most logical function of that realization would be to eradicate humanity. That's bad for humans. We don't want that shit. Let's not do that. Some Skynet type shit. Except I don't believe that we would have the ability to fight like they did in the Terminator franchise. It wouldn't happen that way. The AI would just eradicate us. We'd be fucked. That's not something we can compete with. It's something that we can prevent. So we should work towards that goal. Maybe even creating an AI to combat the inevitable AI. Maybe that's a good way. I don't know. I need to talk with computer scientists. I need to speak with clinical psychologists. I'd fucking love to talk to everybody Joe Rogan talks to. I would love a seat at the fucking table, dude. I've got good questions to ask. I have a rich history that I can share. It's weird. My life has been fucking crazy. And that should be expected. If you leave this with anything, leave it with be your best self. Chew on that shit. Implement it. For real. Do it. I don't care if you don't like my tone. You need to fucking do it. You have a responsibility. If you're competent and the world's fucked, it's your part. You played that part. You made it so. Don't fucking do that. Help us save the world. Please. I know that I'm gruff. I apologize for that. But I'm not sorry. Another problem that I'd like to address here before we close out is kind of rooted in my realization of a troubling statistic. And I would like to start this thought with the fact that I'm not certain whether or not this statistic is valid, and I have not fact-checked it directly, but it does appear to be at least close to correct. The average plate of food that you consume had to travel 1,500 miles on average to get there. That's a problem. It's a big, big problem. Solar flares are a phenomena that we're aware of. EMP is a weaponry that exists now. It's something that actually can be created in your house. You can make a small EMP weapon in your fucking house if you know where to look for the information. I don't necessarily know it. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I'm a sovereign being, and it's none of your goddamn business. Just suffice to say that I'm not the type of person who's gonna devote my energies to making a fucking EMP weapon. But those people exist. So, what happens when none of the vehicles work and all the computers are down? What happens? People starve. When people start starving, they panic. When people panic, they make irrational decisions. When people make irrational decisions, many of them are violent. Systemic chaos, pervasive throughout the land. That's bad. Let's not do that. So, once a following exists for the podcast, I will propose a solution. And the only reason that I'm not proposing it now is I know that people exist who will try to steal my idea and implement it and profit from it and cut me out of the equation. And I deserve what I'm worth. I'm a sovereign individual. And that opens up the final point. Individual sovereignty is paramount. If we are going to be able to properly address these issues in such a way that we can first comprehend them in their entire depth and complexity, and secondly, address them, and thirdly, solve them, we must have individual sovereignty. We cannot afford to allow government to compel our speech or actions or rights. I saw a fucking viral YouTube video today, for the second time actually. I saw it, it cycled around a couple years ago. It's this British dude with like hair that I think looks a little bit gay, to be honest, but you know, he's trying to peacock, I think, so that's cool. I mean, do you, man. I appreciate your content. But, I wish I knew his name. I'd give him a plug. I don't. But he was talking about how the education system does not prepare children to become functional adults. And that is kind of a microcosm of systemic problems which exist and probably will persist. Why is there a disproportionate number of wealthy people? And why is their wealth disproportionate to the rest of the population? Many people will cry socialism, be like, oh, because the system is fucked. Well, you go ahead and do your socialism thing. Why don't you go move to Venezuela? That's okay. We're in America here. And the fact is, and we're going to deal with facts on this podcast. Facts. And some of my opinions. But it's my fucking shit, so you can go fuck yourself if you don't like it. Or you can, like, post mean shit trying to hurt me or whatever. I mean, do whatever you want to do. I respect your ability to do so. I would fight to the death for your right to insult me. Chew on it. You will see that I am correct. It's a fact. Deal with what's real. Anyways, you know what? That's a good stopping point. So, all right, this was the first go around. Stay tuned for another podcast where my fiance and one of my friends join me. It's definitely going to be my fiance and myself, at the very least, three times a week. And the three of us, at least once a week, unless Virgil gets all flighty. I don't know. We'll see. But expect to hear from me quite often. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please think about the things that we've discussed. Try to help if you can. Get the message out. Be your best self. Accept the hardship. Defeat it. Succeed. We need more strong people. Be good. One.